This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. First-year University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders unveiled his first recruiting class today. 42 athletes signed with the Buffs, making it the largest class in program history. And Sanders says he's looking to build the class further with transfer students.
This is just a pause. This is just a comma. Because there's a lot of people that's going to bungee jump in that portal after spring because they're going to be disappointed in the playing time and the commitment or the level of participation that they're garnishing. And we're going to take full advantage of that.
The record number includes a top defensive player and last year's top high school recruit. 24/7 Sports ranks the class 21st overall in the nation. Officials in six western states say they've agreed on key elements of a plan to dramatically cut the amount of water they use across the Colorado River Basin. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Colorado is one of the states that signed on to key parts of a possible conservation plan, which was announced shortly before a federal deadline to agree on cuts to help shore up water levels in two key reservoirs fed by the Colorado River, which has been depleted by drought, population growth, and climate change. The biggest user of the river's water, California, did not sign on to the approach. Water managers there will release their own plan. Federal officials say they will consider both when they issue new regulations in March. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's a new executive director of the Colorado Department of Corrections this week. Moses Andre Stancil has served as the interim director since December 2022 and is now officially the governor's permanent selection. Stancil has worked at the DOC for more than 24 years. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.